Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, hosted by Dirk Gray. My hope is that you'll join me on Saturdays along with our guests as we explore all things senior. We're having a wonderful response from the senior community. You're calling, suggesting ideas. We're listening and adding content continually, which is great. If you have suggestions for topics or a guest you'd enjoy hearing from, please let me know. Okay, I'm joined in studio by my producer, Bob. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
Gray Matters is dedicated entirely to all things senior. Each week, I have guests in the studio talking about what they know best and answering your questions and concerns. It will all be related to our senior population. News, community health, lifestyle finance, real estate, events surrounding senior, and many other topics. This show is brought to you by our producer, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, helping you move forward in reverse. Our website is www.reversenm.com, and our office phone number is 505-897-4900, or contact 770kkob.com and go to the Gray Matters program page. Today on my show, my guests are Kathleen Raskob with Oasis of Albuquerque, and also my friend as and colleague or peer, Gordon Mitchell with New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. We're going to open up the phone line, so if you have a question for Kathleen, please give us a call. The phone number is 243-3333. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thank you.
I'm happy to have you. I've looked forward to this content and meeting you. So, Kathleen, tell us about your background.
Okay. Well, first of all, I moved to Albuquerque way back in 1982. I love this city. It is a great place to live. When I moved here for a job. Didn't know anything about Albuquerque, but obviously I've grown to love it. I met my husband here. We've been married for over 30 years. We have three beautiful daughters who unfortunately don't live here, but we get to visit them in Seattle, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. I've been involved in the nonprofit community for a long time, both as a volunteer and then as a professional. I'm the executive director at Oasis Albuquerque and have been for the last little over 3 years.
Okay, that was a good segue to Oasis Albuquerque. What's the mission of Oasis?
So really, the mission at Oasis is all about successful aging, and we do that in three kind of broad ways. The way that we do it that's most public is through our lifelong learning program. We also encourage social engagement and then also healthy living. Those are kind of the three, I guess you could say, prongs of our mission.
And when was it founded? How did it get started? That kind of thing.
Well, Oasis of Albuquerque came here in 1991. It was brought here by through the St. Joseph's Healthcare Foundation and the May Company. Back in the 80s, Margie May and another woman named Marilyn Mann were interested in finding more activities for older adults in the St. Louis area, actually. And so they felt like senior centers were providing some activities, but they felt like there was opportunities for more. And so they started Oasis in St. Louis, and that was in the mid-80s, and then it expanded throughout the United States through the May companies, and it came to Albuquerque in 1991. And from 1991 until 2014, we were actually located in Coronado Mall, of all places, in the Foley's department store, which then became Macy's. And then in 2014, Macy's wanted to expand, and so they asked us to find another spot, and so we have now moved into a different location.
Where is that location?
It is at Manal and Carlisle, very near American Home Furniture, the American Square Shopping Center. Okay. Very centrally located.
And while we're talking on that topic, what is your phone number if people want to reach out to you?
It is 505-884-4529.
Okay, and do you have a website they may go to?
We do. It's www.oasisabq.org.
Okay. And you mentioned three different ways you achieve your goals or your mission. Describe how you tackle those.
Okay. Well, I guess first I'll start off with our lifelong learning program, because that's probably the thing that if you have not heard of OASIS, this is a way that you can participate very actively in OASIS. So lifelong learning is, really about continuing education. And it's a way for people to just expand their knowledge. And the way we do it at OASIS is through classes, lectures. So we have annually, we probably provide over more than 400 lectures. We also do hikes, we do walks, we do day trips, we do musical performances, just a wide variety of eclectic offerings. I mean, we do lectures in current events, food and nutrition, health and wellness, what else? Science, Southwest history, regular history, music appreciation. I mean, we cover it all.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to get involved with your group, and maybe talk to you about teaching for you,
mm-hmm.
or presenting
mm-hmm.
some topic,
mm-hmm.
how do they go about doing that?
The best way is probably to call our office at the phone number we mentioned, 884-4529, or to email us. We have a general email address, info@oasisabq.org, and, indicate what your expertise is and what you would like to teach. And so we decide, depending on what we have in our curriculum, basket, and, we figure out what will work best for the curriculum for that particular, term. We do have three terms or trimesters per year. Each term we offer right around 130 to 140, 150, offerings.
And they're done at your location.
The vast majority are, but we do have field trips. We have gone to, we regularly go to the National Weather Service location out by the airport. We regularly go to Friedman Recycling. We have gone to Los Poblanos. We have gone to the Artichoke Cafe, for instance. But most everything happens at our site. And I guess the other thing I want to say about a lecture at OASIS, it's not like anyone is committing to a multi-session, 8-week class for the most part. Most classes are what I call one and done, where you come in and you listen to someone talk, an expert, talk about a subject that they're an expert in. You listen for an hour and a half and then you go home. There's no homework. There's no reading. It's just a matter of, if it's a topic that you're interested in, you can learn more about that topic.
And how many people will typically attend a class?
It varies. Again, we have such eclectic offerings that some classes may be 20 people, but we can have up to 110, 120 people coming to a class. And it's just amazing. But
well, you know what? I think that's a great need that you're filling. Because they get to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives them something to do.
That's right.
And it's fun, or it sounds fun.
Right. So. And it is, I guess the other thing too, I would say, is most classes are, during the day. So it is mostly for retirees. A typical lecture is, usually from 10:30 till noon, or from 1 to 2:30 in the afternoon during the week. We occasionally offer weekend classes. If we have a Saturday class, it would be held from 10:30 till noon.
And is there an age limit or that you have to meet?
No. Obviously, because of the timing of our offerings, it's probably more for a retiree, but we have people who still work, who have flexibility, and they come to classes. So there's no age limit.
Okay. Give us your contact information again.
Okay. It's OASIS Albuquerque. Our street address is 3301 Manal Boulevard, Northeast, Suite 18, corner of Manal and Carlisle. Phone number 884-4529. And the website is oasisabq.org.
All right. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage here on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, is heard live weekly on Saturdays beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time and streams to a global audience on 770KQOB.com. Before I continue my conversation with Kathleen, we have our new segment that I've told you about. Because you're a senior, these are available to you. Last week, we discussed the Goodwill stores offering senior discounts, and Kroger offers a 5% discount off your entire bill for those over 60 and older on select days of the week. Just check with them. And this week, I want to tell you about haircuts. If you need a haircut, national chains such as Great Clips and Supercuts may trim the cost of your next haircut. Terms and conditions vary based on location, but also ask your local barbers and salons. Every week, listen for Because You're a Senior. These things are available to you. All right, I'm continuing my conversation with Kathleen Rashkab, with Oasis of Albuquerque. And Kathleen, give us your contact information one more time.
Sure. It's the phone number is 505-884-4529. Our website is www.oasisabq.org. And we're located at the corner of Manal and Carlisle, directly west of American Home Furniture.
Okay, great. And we're opening up the phone line. So again, if you'd like to talk to Kathleen, please call. Our phone number is 243-3333. All right, let's pick up with your health and wellness programs.
Sure. So one of the components of our mission is to encourage and promote healthy living, and the way we do that is with our health and wellness offerings through our continuing education or lifelong learning program. We offer a lot of health and wellness lectures, as well as what we call movement classes. These are not Zumba or anything really active. They're really all about falls prevention. We are very fortunate to have a grant with Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Mexico, which has helped us subsidize these movement classes, and they are all evidence-based. So, for instance, we have a class that's actually starting on Monday. It's called Tai Chi Quan, Moving for Better Balance. So it takes Tai Chi Quan and expands it into improving your posture and your balance. And it, again, it's all about preventing a fall. One of the, unfortunately, one of the biggest problems in the senior population are falls. And we offer, for instance, Tai Chi Quan as a remedy to that. We also offer a Better Balance class. Now, these are a little bit different from a typical lecture at Oasis. The Tai Chi and the Better Balance are 12 sessions, but you really have to have, it's an hour long, but you have to have that continuation to get benefit from the program. In addition, we offer other movement classes such as yoga for better posture, yoga for, improved back health. So we do yoga, but it's always in a niche. It's not just chair yoga or regular yoga. We take it and expand it just a little bit. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, completely.
Okay.
Well, and my guess is those are very popular.
Yes. So, for instance, I didn't really talk much about the Better Balance class because it is starting up again on Wednesday, and it is, or actually on Monday, and it is sold out. But the Tai Chi Quan still has some openings. And so for 12 sessions, it's $36, $3 a session. It's not a huge expense, but, we felt like we needed to charge something because that will encourage people to buy into the class.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell us about the social engagement component.
Okay. Really what that's, all of the things that we offer at Oasis, that is to encourage social engagement. But, what I really want to talk about in this part is that we have this incredible intergenerational tutoring program, through Oasis. A program where in this past school year we had almost 280 volunteers, older adults, who were volunteering in elementary schools around the city, not only in Albuquerque but in Rio Rancho and Bernalillo. And they were helping over 425 children with their reading skills. These tutors are not really teaching, they are more mentoring. The children have been identified as not reading at grade level, just below grade level, in fact. And so the goal of our volunteers is to take those kids, instill the love of reading, and improve their reading skills so they are reading at grade level, which, as everybody knows, we want that to happen in Albuquerque mm-hmm. and the Albuquerque metro area.
Well, you guys do great work.
Well, I think so. And I did want to mention, you know, since the school year has ended, we are now in recruitment mode for our next year. Lots and lots of our tutors return, but some of them do not. And so we are always recruiting for new tutors. And so, you know, for those of you who are listening, if you think that you are ready to make or take that step to be a mentor to a elementary school child in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, or Bernalillo, we would love to have you. You would need to call us and talk to our tutoring program director, Vicki Devine. She can tell you all about the program. A couple of other things I want to mention about the program is it's not like you are being tossed into a situation where you don't know what to do. We train you. You have to come to an all-day training program. We do a background check on you. And then we will set you up in hopefully your neighborhood elementary school. So, for instance, in Albuquerque, I don't know if you are aware, but there are 90 elementary schools. Mm-hmm. We are in 47 of them. So we are expanding our reach into the Albuquerque elementary schools, and we are in six Rio Rancho elementary schools and two Bernalillo public elementary schools. And so anyway, like I said, we train you. There is a research-based approach that we use. It comes from our parent organization in St. Louis, the Oasis Institute. You have a lot of backup and support. It's not like you're just doing this on the fly.
Well, how do people find you? And in terms of like your business development, how do you guys get the word out?
Probably the most effective way is like this, mm-hmm. to come on your show. Word of mouth is very effective for us. We also print catalogs three times a year, and you can find them not only at our office, but you can also find them at senior centers, libraries, some coffee shops. They're just kind of scattered around the city, and that's kind of the way we do it. We have a very limited budget, so we don't do a lot of advertising.
Well, you know something, let us know how we can help, and we'll be happy to help, Kathy.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so we talked about how people find you. Are there costs? Are there memberships involved? Are there different types of memberships? Talk about that.
Sure. So as far as Oasis goes, you join Oasis. It doesn't cost you anything to join. You become a member or a participant. And then each time a catalog comes out, which is three times a year, we have what's called a processing fee or a registration fee, and that's $10. You can take as many classes as you want with that $10. Most classes, there is a fee of $8. And as I mentioned, for instance, the movement classes, they sometimes have a different price structure. So that 12-session class is $36. Some of our field trips are a little bit more because there are costs associated with that. But for the most part, a typical lecture is $8. But like I said, I always want to emphasize there is that $10 processing fee. And that really pays for the catalogs that we produce. We have office space that we rent. We have the classroom. I mean, we pay our instructors. So there are overhead costs to providing these opportunities.
You know, Kathleen, you know, like as I'm looking at you and I'm thinking about, you know, the different people that we interface with that come from different segments of working with the seniors, do you work in conjunction with other senior groups? Like you mentioned senior affairs earlier.
Correct. So we actually have been doing, we are looking at a collaboration with two senior centers, Bear Canyon Senior Center and Highland Senior Center. That is looking like it will come about in 2018. We do have a relationship with two continuing care retirement communities, La Vida Llena and the neighborhood in Rio Rancho. And we'll also have in the fall, we will offer a class at another retirement apartment community, Las Colinas, which is up at Wantabo and the freeway.
Okay, give us your contact information once more.
Okay. So Oasis Albuquerque, our website is oasisabq.com. org, and our phone number is 505-884-4529. You're welcome to call us for a catalog. We'll be happy to mail you one if you're interested.
Okay, thank you so much, Kathleen. All right, Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior with your host, Dirk Gray. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters is heard weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on AM 770 News Radio, KKOB. All right, Gordon Mitchell with New Mexico Reverse Mortgage and I are going to be doing the third and fourth segments of the show, and I'm going to start with some of the basics of the HECM, which is the home equity conversion mortgage, and most people understand it as the reverse mortgage or a reverse mortgage. And then, depending on how far we get into the basics, then I'm going to bring Gordon in, and he's going to discuss a few of the financial strategies associated with a reverse mortgage and how to use a reverse mortgage in those cases. So let's just talk a little bit about reverse mortgages, the basics. Since March of 2015, any homeowner or someone who wants to own a home can apply. The basic requirements are that you must be at least 62 years old, the home must be your primary residence, and you must live in it. You must also have sufficient equity in the house, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute, and you must pass a financial assessment. Basically, what a reverse mortgage does is it gives you a percentage of the value of your home. I'm going to give you an example. If you're 65 years old, we'd give you 54.2% of the home's value. So if you have a $300,000 home and we were giving you 54.2%, that would be $162,600. We'd pay off your existing mortgage, assuming that we could, with the 162.6, and you would not make any more principal and interest payments. You still would be responsible for your property taxes and insurance and maintenance on the home. In regard to the financial assessment, all reverse mortgages originated after March 2nd of 2015 require a financial assessment to determine whether a homeowner has acceptable income and has managed their debts and credit acceptably. These income and credit requirements are to assure that there is sufficient income and assets to pay for property taxes and homeowner's insurance. The credit review is to show FHA and the lender a history that indicates the homeowner's level of credit responsibility. While this was not done in the first 26 years of the program, it has assured the continuance of the HECM reverse mortgage program for seniors in the future. When there were foreclosures that occurred, most of the time it was because the seniors got themselves into a position where they could not continue to pay their property taxes and insurance. So who should not get a reverse mortgage? Let's talk a little bit about that. If the property does not have enough equity in it, or if the homeowner is unable to bring additional funds to close the transaction. Another one would be if the senior is not planning to occupy the property as their primary residence, it has to be owner-occupied. It has to be your primary residence. If the homeowner has had a home foreclosed upon within the past 3 years, we look at that kind of case-by-case situation. If the homeowner intends to leave the property within 3 or 4 years, there may be other options available with lowering costs like a home equity line of credit. So there are times when we think it's appropriate, and we'll tell you when we feel that way. If there are situations that we feel are inappropriate, we're also going to talk to you about that. If the homeowner wants to leave a mortgage-free home to their children, now let me explain why that's the case. If somebody wants to leave a lot of equity in their house, a reverse mortgage gets bigger over time because you're adding the interest that's due on the loan and also mortgage insurance to the loan balance. So it gets bigger over time. And in some cases, you'll have people, or we'll see clients that they're just set on leaving as much equity in the home to their kids as possible, And so we'll have that discussion, but it may be one of those times when it's not appropriate. So let's talk a little bit about how a reverse mortgage works. The reverse mortgage allows you to pull your money out of the home. We talked about that percentage to use however you wish, while having the confidence that you still have a roof over your head. The home's still your home, and your heirs will inherit the home upon your passing. That's the biggest misconception we deal with. Is probably 7 out of 10 people that come to our office, they think the bank is going to end up with the home. And that's just not the case. Your heirs are going to inherit the home. At that point, they'll have a decision to make about refinancing, paying off the loan, maybe through insurance proceeds or selling the property, that type of thing. The application process is similar to any other loan application. If you have a current forward mortgage, it will need to be paid off with your new reverse mortgage. If your home has no outstanding lien, you can use the reverse mortgage to access a large portion of your equity. Other than your property tax and homeowner's insurance bills, there are no monthly payment requirements on the reverse mortgage. None of the money that you receive through a reverse mortgage is taxed. HECM proceeds are tax-free. They're tax-free because you're simply pulling money or equity out of a savings account, your home, that you have already paid tax on years ago. And then lastly, I think for the basics, as a homeowner, there are four ways to receive money through your reverse mortgage. As a monthly payment, there's something called term or tenure. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. As a line of credit, in a lump sum disbursement, or any combination of the three options. Term payments are an equal sum of money over a fixed period of months or years. So you establish that term, and we talk about that, and then we set up the reverse mortgage to work within those parameters. Tenure payments, like term payments, but they do not end until you no longer occupy the property. So it would be for the rest of your life. So with that said, I want to bring my friend and peer, a wonderful human being that I've gotten to know since I've been with New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, and that's Gordon Mitchell. Welcome to the show, Gordon.
Yes, Dirk, thank you very much for having me on. So one of the things that Dirk had asked me to do today is to talk a little bit about a couple of other strategies that are a little more sophisticated. And let me begin by just sharing with you all a book that was recently written last year, which I think most of you need to be aware of. Now, this book was written by a financial planner, and this financial planner didn't know much about reverse mortgages. He heard a little bit about them, and he decided to research it. And as he started researching them, he began to realize that this was an incredible tool that could be used with his financial planning clients. The title of the book is The Retirement Researcher's Guide to Reverse Mortgages. Actually, it's called Reverse Mortgages, How to Use Reverse Mortgages to Secure Your Retirement. It's available on Amazon, and the author is Wade Fau, and it's spelled P as in Paul, F-A-U, as in F as in Frank, A-U, Wade Fau. And this book is, oh, God, it's about 150-some pages long, and it has a lot of major financial planning strategies that can be used. And actually, the book was written in part for other financial planners so they could understand how to use this program with their clients. So I'd like to talk to you about a couple of different ideas and some strategies from that so you can get an idea of some of the ways this can be used. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about is a week or two ago, I ran across a very interesting article by Maury Stettner, and that's S-T-E-T-T-N-E-R. Maury is a writer for Investors Business Daily. And he had interviewed a financial planner by the name of George Gagliari, who is a financial planner up in Massachusetts. And they were talking about long-term care insurance. And one of the things that's described in the article is how long-term care insurance is becoming more and more expensive. And as a function of that, the financial planner, George, who was talking, says that very often he is not recommending that his clients just buy a regular long-term insurance policy. He's instead talking to them about other strategies because it's becoming more and more costly. One of the strategies he talks about is, of course, some type of a hybrid policy, which is perhaps life insurance and long-term care insurance combined together, so that if someone does not use the long-term care insurance, then at least those premiums are going to be passed along to the family members and, you know, as a death benefit. And the other strategy, though, that he talks about is using the reverse mortgage program. So the reverse mortgage, and I think we're going to have to take a little break here. But
yeah, give us your contact information first, Gordon.
Sure. The contact information is New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Our number is 505-897-4900. And our website is www.reversenm.com.
Okay, great. All right, Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. As Gordon said, our phone number is 897-4900. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with your host, Dirk Gray. All right, I'm continuing my conversation with Gordon Mitchell. Gordon is also with New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. And just take off from, I guess, where you were, Gordon.
Yeah, well, we were talking about long-term care insurance and looking at some strategies, that some other options for people. And as I mentioned, there was an article with a financial planner, George Gagliardi is his name, and he talked about a couple of different strategies, but one of them was a reverse mortgage. And what he described in the article was the fact that the reverse mortgage has what we call a line of credit option. So let's say you have your home paid off and you don't owe anything on the home anymore. At 62 years of age, we can loan you a little over 50%, about 52% of the appraised value of the home, and that could be a line of credit. Now, the interesting thing about that line of credit is that unlike any other type of line of credit that's out there in the industry, in the mortgage industry, this line of credit grows every year. It's structured in such a way that every year the amount of money that's available to you, the unused portion, goes up. So some people have been using the reverse mortgage line of credit, putting it in place. Perhaps they don't need the income right now, but they want to know that there's a pot of money available to them in the future that they can use for long-term care. So if they need care in their home so that they had some assistance, this would be available to them. Now, if they started with $100,000 now, 15, 20 years down the road, that $100,000 line of credit could be as much as over $300,000. They're basically in a position to where they're self-insuring themselves. And if they don't need the money still sits there as equity in their house. If they do need it, they can use it for long-term care. If they needed to pull out specific amounts of money for the needs to the house, all of those different things are available to them. So it's a way of doing this without having to worry about making premiums on long-term care insurance. Now, it's not a perfect strategy for everyone, but it may be one that's appropriate.
Gordon, let me ask you a question,
sure,
because it may go going through some of the minds of our listeners. Can this line of credit be taken away from you?
No, that's one of the interesting things about the program, is that once this line of credit is put in place, if your income changes, if your credit situation changes, even if your property goes down in value, this line of credit can never be taken away from you. It's locked in. This is an agreement between you and FHA, the Federal Housing Authority. It's a contractual guarantee that whatever amount of money was promised to you initially when you went into the program, they can never give you less than that amount of money. However, as I said, that line of credit grows, so the amount of money that you're eligible for will increase over time on the unused portion.
And how is it structured? How does it grow? What is it based on?
Okay. The line of credit is usually tied to several indexes. We have the one-month LIBOR index or the one-year LIBOR index, for example. And based upon the starting rate, let's say you started out with an interest rate of 3% in terms of what you'd be paying on the money. The line of credit is structured to grow at 1.25% above whatever the current interest rate is. So if the current interest rate was 3%, your line of credit is going to grow by 4.25% that particular year. And this continues on indefinitely into the future. And as I said, it is not reduced, you know, just because the property value goes down or your circumstances change. As long as you're living in the house and you're meeting the guidelines of the reverse mortgage, that line of credit keeps increasing indefinitely into the future.
Yeah, it sounds like a great strategy.
Yes, it can be. And let me just kind of share a couple of other strategies that we talked about. one of them is this reverse mortgage can be used by someone. Let's say, once again, we have someone who has their house paid off. They no longer have a mortgage on the home at all, but they do have this line of credit that's available to them. Well, that money is available either as a line of credit or it can be available as a lump sum. But we have some of our clients who've used that as a tool to purchase investment properties. We have a couple of our clients who they each have a reverse mortgage on their home. They put that cash together. They will buy houses that they want to flip, for example, purchase the house, do the repairs on the house, all using the line of credit from their primary residence. Now, they're still living in their home. The reverse mortgage is on their primary residence, but they're using the cash to buy other investment properties, fix those properties up, and then sell them later. So it's literally financing their business by using the reverse mortgage.
And then I'm assuming that once they flip the house, maybe they take some of that cash and pay down the line of credit.
Absolutely correct. You know, it depends on what they want to do. They can either, if they don't have another house that's lined up for them to purchase, to invest in, they can take the money, put it back into the reverse mortgage line of credit so that they're not paying interest on it. And when another house does come up available to them, then they immediately will pull monies out and use it for that purpose too. So that's another way it can be used. and I think you and I, Dirk, were also talking about a few other things. Oh, one of the things I want to mention to people is that a lot of people have the impression that a reverse mortgage is primarily for people who are financially challenged. And the reality is that's a very, very incorrect assumption for people to make. We have clients who are worth substantial amounts of money who are using this program in a variety of different ways. And here's one of the ways that Wade Fowle talks about in his book. And that's simply using the reverse mortgage line of credit as a way to not have to tap into their investment portfolio in down years. So, for example, what I'm saying is you may have a situation where someone has an investment portfolio, they're working with a financial planner, they're pulling out, let's say, 4% a year to live off of. But when you have a down year in the stock market, you do not want to pull money out of that investment portfolio in down years. Instead, we use the reverse mortgage line of credit, pull some cash out of that reverse mortgage for you to live off of, and then what that does is that prevents you from having to access monies out of your investment portfolio when you're having a losing year. So this is a strategy that they've looked at, and it works very, very well in many cases for people. And there's lots of other strategies. As I said, Wade's book is full of the different ideas. So if you're someone who has an investment portfolio, you'd like to know how this could possibly be used, then just check out Wade's book. It's on Amazon.com, Reverse Mortgages, How to Use Reverse Mortgages to Secure Your Retirement.
Gordon, give us your contact information again.
Once again, we're New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. We're at 5810 4th Street Northwest. Phone number is 505-897-4900. And our website is www.reversenm.com.
Okay, great. Gordon, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being on the show, Gordon. We talked about how the listeners can reach you. I want to thank my guests, Kathleen and Gordon, for being my guests. I also want to thank my producer, Bob, as well as the 770 KKOB team for making Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, your favorite place for all things senior, and you, our audience, for joining today's broadcast. Thank you for listening to the voice of reverse mortgages and seniors in New Mexico. If you'd like to call, the office number is 505-897-4900 or go to 770kkob.com. My NMLS number is 222785. New Mexico Reverse Mortgages NMLS number is 1102656. This information is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or a government agency. If the borrower does not meet loan obligations such as taxes and insurance, then the loan will need to be repaid. This information given during the show is not meant to be inclusive. Any guests on the show are not endorsed by Gray Matters, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, or KKOB. I want to thank you for listening. please keep us in mind. Contact me or contact the office at 897-4900 for any ideas in terms of guests or topics that you'd like to hear on the show. Again, I want to thank my great producer, Bob, for being with me today. Thank you for joining me. I'm Dirk Gray.